Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy released a revised two-year state budget on Monday. It reduces aid to many of the state's cities and towns by $362 million in the first year, while boosting funds for poorer communities, including Hartford. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Malloy says the state's wealthier towns should be willing to give up some state aid in order to help poorer cities like Hartford avoid bankruptcy.
Quite frankly, we can't afford to force communities into bankruptcy. I think that would be very detrimental to the state overall and very detrimental to our job growth prospects.
Malloy's new budget proposal eliminates the state sales tax exemption on non-prescription drugs and increases the real estate conveyance tax on properties valued at more than $800,000. It comes after anticipated income tax revenues in Malloy's original $40 billion two-year budget plan, released in February, dropped sharply. As a result, the projected deficit for the fiscal year starting July 1st jumped from $1.7 billion to $2.3 billion. Malloy's plan also has $700 million in state employee concessions that are still being negotiated with the state employee unions. Final budget negotiations between the governor and Republican and Democratic legislative leaders are expected to begin this week. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.